That's a group of Northwest All-Stars recorded about 10 years ago playing the music of the late Milt Klebe, who was heard on baritone saxophone in that sax section. Bill Ramsey was the alto player, Travis Ranney and Jim Coyle on tenors, Brad Allison the lead trumpet and Jay Allison the solo trumpet, Dan Marcus trombone, John Hansen piano, Chuck Deardorff bass, and Greg Williamson at the drums. That's called Something If Nothing Else. Milt Klebe, Dectet. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. And next today, we're going to be listening to music from a newly issued recording. This is something we've been playing. I didn't know it was going to be issued, but now that it is, I'm really happy to share it with you again. This is a solo recording by Jovino Santos Neto. This was recorded in Bellevue at Northwest Pianos. It's a beautiful Fazioli piano, beautifully captured here in this recording by Martin Buff. And Jovino Santos Neto at the piano, and he's playing here a composition by Ermeto Pascual, his erstwhile boss for many years. And this piece is titled Campiñas by Ermeto Pascual. Jovino Santos Neto at the piano. Thank you. Jovino Santos Neto solo piano, and that was recorded at Pianos Northwest, Northwest Pianos in Bellevue, on a beautiful Fazioli piano, recorded by Martin Buff. Thank you for that wonderful recording, which has now been turned into an album. We played it originally as a solo concert recital, which Jovino recorded for a virtual appearance at the Savassi Festival in Brazil. And it's now been turned into an album, like a one-take album. Amazing. We heard two selections from this collection, the first one by Ermeto Pascoal, titled Campinas, and the one just heard called A Cerco de Macaco, an original composition by Jovino. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. I'm Jim Wilkie. Coming up next, Harold Land on tenor saxophone in a recording which comes from a live remote broadcast, a radio broadcast, in 1965. Harold Land on tenor saxophone is leading a quartet with John Houston on piano, Monk Montgomery on bass, and Philly Joe Jones at the drums. A beautiful ballad featuring Harold Land on tenor saxophone in this live broadcast recording from 1965 at the Penthouse in Seattle. Who Can I Turn To?
Thank you. knock back the schnapps. You talk back to cops. You walk in the room, my conversation stops. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. You stagger, you sag, you're half in the bag. One glass of beer and you're a total drag. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. I buy three or four, you mooch plenty more. The check comes around and you are out the door. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. I don't wanna watch you fall on your face. Disgusted with your attitude. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. You mumble, you moan, you grumble, you groan. You called Honolulu on my telephone. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. I hear people say you won't go away. You drop by for breakfast and you stay all day. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. That's right, try not to get uptight, but I can't take you nowhere, 'cause I don't know a place where you can't show your face. And anyway, I'd just like to say, so sad to see you must be on your way. So have a real nice day, but I can't take you nowhere, 'cause I don't know a place where you can't show your face. And anyway, I'd still like to say, so sad to see you must be on your way. What a pity to say. So long. Out of date, out of style. Sounds as if it's been around a while. There's no excuse. It's just a useless waltz. Play it soft and play it loud. This is never going to draw a crowd. Why introduce another useless waltz? Will it sell? Will maybe some payola hype it off the ground? Who can tell? It may become tomorrow's standard hip-hop sound. So we'll play it once and then once more and figure out what we can use it for. But what's the use? It's just a useless waltz. Will maybe some payola hype it off the ground? Who can tell? It may become tomorrow's standard new age sound. So we'll take it up a half a tone and overdub electric valve trombone. It's well produced with no apparent faults. But what's the use? It's just a useless waltz. Jazz is a saxophone sound. Not every player's got his own sound. But when Zoot walks in, you will know it's totally him you're hearing. Got a tone all his own, a happy kind of sadness, with just a touch of tender madness. And when Zoot walks in, every tender man in the joint starts cheering. Zoot walks in, and he unpacks his horn. And when he begins to swing and rhythm, you'll be swinging with him up until early morn. You better telephone home and tell him not to wait up. Then order double doer straight up. Tell him Zoot walks in and the band's about to begin to swing now. Unpacks his horn, and when he begins to swing at rhythm, you'll be swinging with him up until early morn. You better telephone home and tell him not to wait up. Then order double doer straight up. Tell him Zoot walked in. Zoot walked in. Tell him Zoot walked in, and the band's about to begin to swing now.
That's Dave Frischberg in three songs that began life as instrumentals, and he later wrote lyrics for them. The first one was Can't Take You Nowhere, with music by Tiny Khan and Al Cohn from two separate pieces. The Useless Waltz, what began life as a piece by Bob Brookmeyer, I think recorded by Bob Brookmeyer and Clark Terry together. Dave wrote the lyrics to Useless Waltz. And the last piece, called Zoot Walks In, is originally titled Red Door. It was Zoot Sims and Jerry Mulligan did the original, and Dave Frischberg wrote the lyrics. Incidentally, I think it was Zoot Sims and Al Cohn Dave was playing with the first time I heard him. It was at Parnell's in Seattle, and one of the great moments of my musical life, I think, was being in the presence of Zoot Sims and Al Cohn playing in a small club and introducing me to Dave Frischberg. That was a magic night. When Al Cohn said, Zoot and I are going to take a break and let our piano player do some of his songs. Dave Frischberg. Before that, a recording from a performance at the Penthouse in Seattle in 1965 by the Harold Land Quartet. Harold Land on tenor saxophone was heard with John Houston on piano, Monk Montgomery on bass, who I think was living in Seattle at the time, here playing acoustic bass, not electric, and Philly Joe Jones at the drums. And a beautiful ballad, Who Can I Turn To? 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. I'm Jim Wilkie. A few notes about our local jazz scene. Trumpeter Arturo Sandoval, the great Cuban trumpet player, is playing through tonight at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. Friday and Saturday nights, there's live jazz at Boxley's in North Bend, streaming on Jazz Clubs Northwest, and also now welcoming an in-person audience. Danny Kolke plays piano, Michael Glenn on bass, and Max Holmberg on drums play next Friday night at Boxley's. Rick Mandyke, John Stoll, Jeff Johnson, and John Bishop will be playing next Saturday the 31st at Boxley's in North Bend. North City Bistro has live music on Fridays and Saturdays again. Greta's going to be there next Friday night, Greta Matassa, but that show's already sold out. There's a jazz jam at Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline on Sunday nights and a jam at the Owl and Thistle in Seattle on Tuesdays. So some good scenes to partake in all of those locations. Speaking of Danny Kolke, we have him queued up here next. Eventually, Michael Glenn and Greg Williamson are going to be joining him, but it starts off solo. Beautiful version of Johnny Mercer and Hoagy Carmichael's Skylark.
Thank you. walk with me in the gentle rain. Don't be afraid, I've a hand for your hand, and I will be your love for a while. They are warm like the gentle rain. Come, little one, you have me in this world, and our love will be sweet, very sad and very sweet, like the gentle rain.
Gentle Rain seems like a distant memory at this stage. But that was Nancy Erickson singing the Louis Bonfa song, Gentle Rain, accompanied by the 200 Trio, Cole Schuster guitar, Greg Feingold bass, and Max Holmberg on drums. And they were recorded live in performance at the North City Bistro in Shoreline. Before that, Danny Kolke at the piano with Michael Glenn on bass, Greg Williamson on drums, recorded at the Boxley's studio last year in North Bend. Danny Kolke at the piano, featured in the Hoagie Carmichael, Johnny Mercer song, Skylark. Michael Glenn was on bass, Greg Williamson at the drums. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time on Jazz Northwest. Here's a brand new recording from a group out of Portland, led by Barry Deister, who plays tenor sax and flute. He's joined here by Paul Mazzio on trumpet and flugelhorn, Randy Porter piano, John Lakey bass, and Tim Rapp on drums in an original tune titled Yellow Flower. new album out of Portland by the Barry Deister Quintet, the new album titled Crows. Barry Deister plays saxophones and flutes in this album, multiple flutes in that one. Paul Mazzio playing flugelhorn, Randy Porter piano, John Lakey bass, and Tim Rapp on drums in that tune titled Yellow Flower by Barry Deister. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you enjoyed our music here. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.